Hello, superb viewers, and welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Today we present the concluding episode of our two-part program on Jordan's Humane Center for Animal Welfare. The nonprofit group, which was established in 2000 by Margaret Ledger and Nadia Hammam, rehabilitates and shelters injured wildlife, gives free veterinary care to animals with economically disadvantaged caregivers, conducts informational programs, performs animal rescue work, and supports animal welfare legislation. The center opened a veterinary hospital in 2007, the first of its kind in Jordan. Let's now meet two veterinarians, Ivan and Stephanie, who are part of the center's staff and will give us a tour of the facilities and introduce us to some of the animal patients and residents.
I'm an equine vet from Holland. I work here like month up, month down to exchange knowledge about how to treat animals.
I've been working here since July. It's really nice and I like it here.
Now, let's begin our tour of the center's beautiful animal hospital. Our first stop is the grooming area, where smaller animals are taken when they first arrive.
So today, four dogs came, two puppies and two big dogs. We gave them a nice hot bath and we treat them with a special shampoo. And then we dry them, of course, give them a nice meal, let them dry a little bit, and then they can have a night at the center.
This dog and the other dogs are owned by a boy, actually, who loves this dog very much.
So you can say that our responsibility is not just treating the animals, but teaching the people who own the animals how to take care of them.
Our next stop is the surgery room, where a veterinarian is performing a procedure.
So now they are proceeding a standard surgery, which is called the spaying of the female dog. This we do that because we don't want to have too many puppies. We like to work also with students. So these are two veterinary students.
Sofian and Muhammad.
They are here to learn these operations.
We had the surgery room equipped with a window for the kids to come and see, because the responsibility of our hospital is just not neutering the animals. It's extending to the kids for them to see what we do to the animals and to start teaching them how to be kind and nice to the animals when they're young.
The Humane Center for Animal Welfare is working together with the municipality. And this is a humane way to do stray animal control. So they bring in the stray dogs and we will spay and neuter them. And there are a lot of other ways to cut the amount of dogs, but this is the nicest way. Okay. This is the intensive care unit. All animals who need more care than other animals, they stay here. For instance, you can see this dog. This dog had surgery this morning and is still a little bit drowsy from the surgery, from the medicines he took. He's just waking up and we like to keep him here in this dark and quiet area, so he can recover nicely. This will be our next patient for the day. This is a bulldog and he has problems with his eyes. The eyelids roll inside and the hairs are touching his eyeball, which is really painful. We can do a so-called facelift to make sure he feels better. This little one, they just washed him and bathed him and he's waiting for his new owners to come and pick him up. Wow. So he's going to look forward to a happy life. This dog, we call her Anna Dean. This is after the lady who brought her into the center. She found this dog on the street and she brought him in like 2 weeks ago. You can see also one of his eyes is blind. And we found out she was pregnant. So now she is here to deliver her puppies, and we go and find a good home for her and her puppies. We saw on the x-ray that there are for sure at least three puppies inside. Three
puppies. The center takes care of animal friends of all sizes, including horses.
So this is the equine area. Most of the horses here, they come here with a pickup truck or a little truck. So they are just on the back of the pickup, tied. No roof, no protection for the sun or anything. They come and arrive here on the outside. Because standing on a pickup, it's difficult to go down. Huh? You have to jump. But if you are injured or sick, you don't want to jump. So now the pickup is going to drive at the back here, and then the level will be not so big, and they can jump in the sand.
Oh, yes.
Because some horses, they come here because they have a lot of wounds. Mm. And then it's not nice when you you have to jump on the concrete very deep. After that, they will go in here, and one of the vets will start working with them. We do some paperwork. If we examine the horse, it's most of the time in the crush. You can see the crush over there. It's more easy to restrain them. And after that, we make decisions which horses go home and which horses stay. This horse came in 2 weeks ago. He got scared of machines working on the road. He heard the sound and he ran away. And he ran with his body into a fence. So all his skin here of his upper arm was off, and you could see the bone and the joint. And it was all a big wound. So we tried to suture it, of course, but because it was so big, it opened partly. Now we tried to support her with this sling. She is 9 months pregnant. So we just try to save her. The name of the horse is Squall. And she's here because on her left foot, she stepped into a nail and it gave an infection in her foot. So we opened the infection and now we treat her with medicines. And he's a lot better now. And he's very nice, but a little bit shy. These are all donkeys, so one is blind, another one has a rupture of the abdominal wall.
More donkeys.
This one also blind, huh? You can see the eye. Yes? He's singing a song for you. This little one was found on the street. So we try to rehome most animals and to find a suitable owner for it. That's not always easy.
We asked Stephanie and Ivan how they feel about working at the Humane Center for Animal Welfare.
This is just an amazing place. It's an honor to work here. I cannot say it otherwise. You just fight for every animal to give it a good chance.
The nice thing that we have here, that we have a special way in treating animals, that we grow to love them each way, day by day. It's not just giving injections. It's our responsibility as a vet is much more bigger than that. Treating is not the only thing we have to do here. We have to raise the limits of mentality of the people who have donkeys, horses, dogs, for them to know how to take care of them.
Here are some final thoughts from the co-founders, Margaret Ledger, the center's director general, and Nadia Hammam, director of the center's educational section.
We've got to put hand in hand together to spread out in the world, raising awareness, be kinder, have a bit of compassion, and respect animals. Try to help out wherever you can. It only starts from, you know, baby steps, and it grows nicely. I saw it, and Nadia saw it, how from day one we started with baby steps, and here you are. If you really believe in what you're doing, you can make miracles. Mm-hmm. And only in a short time, in 6 years' time, we've done quite a lot. We saved a lot of animals. We changed a lot of people's attitudes, whether they're adults or children. It's just you have to have the idea and the belief in your heart. And just keep going. Never give up. Just get together as a group and work nicely for animal welfare.
Be a humane with animals and to respect each other, to respect the animals, to respect everything around us. Respect this earth which we live on it and save it. And
keep it nice for the next generation. Yes. Thank you very much, and thanks for coming to Jordan and visiting our Humane Center here and helping us out to for people to get to know us and what we're doing. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Margaret Ledger, Nadia Hammam, Stephanie, Ivan, and the rest of the wonderful staff at the Humane Center for Animal Welfare in Jordan. Your selfless, high-minded devotion to caring for animals and your efforts to touch the hearts and minds of the Jordanian public on the animals' behalf is to be roundly applauded. May you all enjoy continued success in your noble work. For more information on the Humane Center for Animal Welfare, please visit www.hcaw-jordan.com. Thank you for joining us today on Animal World, our co-inhabitants. May we all soon reside in a peaceful vegan world.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.